fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour. This is Firearms Monday on Monday, the 18th day of October. The prepper tip today is to buy spare parts for your rifle. And before the break, Sam was giving us some information. Go ahead, Sam.
Well, we were talking about the firearms tip of the week, and I was sort of taking the long way around to get there. Bottom line is, we teach guys handgun skills, and we teach them rifle skills, and then we teach them how to manage both. So when you come to a basic class, you're expected to know the status of your handgun at all times, and then we put you in a rifle class, and you're expected to know the status of your rifle at all times. As you get into the advanced classes, you're expected to know the status of your whole kit at all times, and then eventually your kit and the kit of all your teammates. So as you go through training, you're learning to manage more and more things on the fly. And that's a great thing. But I've noticed a pattern with our students, and we've set up specific drills to expose this particular issue. And the issue is, we set up a drill where the student has to respond with their rifle. And we set the drill up in a way that runs them deliberately out of ammo. Now, what we're looking for is we're looking for them to immediately and seamlessly transition to their pistol and stay in the fight. And what we almost always see is the student run their rifle dry and completely forget that they have a loaded pistol in a holster on their hip ready to fight with. And so they get into the drill and they go through the exercise and they're continuing firing and they're identifying threats. And then I look at them when they pause and hesitate and I say, "What are you going to do?" And they look back at me and they say, "Well, I'm out of ammo." And my response, if they're standing, is almost always, "Get on the ground, get to cover, get your pistol out, and get in the fight. You're not out of ammo." And what's so funny is the shocked look on their face when I'm basically very adamantly telling them, "You're not out of the fight, don't quit." And they realize, "Oh yeah, I got my pistol." it's almost humorous. But this brings me to the firearms tip of the week. The average civilian doesn't really understand what it means to fight. And you are not out of the fight. So when you think you're out of the fight, tell yourself you're not out of the fight, because you're not. There's something else you can use to continue the fight. You need to figure out what that is. Maybe that's your pistol. Maybe it's a broomstick. Maybe it's a kitchen knife. Maybe it's your son's Little League baseball bat. Maybe it's a glass base that you whack someone over the head with. Maybe it's a wall that you slam the perp into and bust their head on. But you are not out of the fight. And that's the tip of the week, because I've had literally now hundreds of students armed with a pistol and 5 15-round magazines run their rifle dry and look at me and say, I'm out of the ammo, I'm done fighting. And that's just not acceptable. And that has to do with mindset. That's not about equipment or sights or ammo. That's about your mindset. And so it's important that we not only have our equipment sorted out, but that we have our brain sorted out and our minds in the right place.
It always comes back to mind over matter, doesn't it, sir?
It's always the musician, not the instrument, John.
Absolutely. Well, I hope people will take that to heart. I had consultation clients over the weekend from Pennsylvania, and I was encouraging them to take the entry-level close-quarter combat class. I think they just may do it.
Excellent.
And they're both professionals. He's a chiropractor. She's a nurse, nurse practitioner, I should say, which is basically equivalent of a medical doctor. They're motivated. They know what's going on, and they're motivated. They want to be safe and be ready for what's coming in the future. And I hope they contact you to sign up for these classes. Tell us about upcoming classes, sir. What are they, and what are the dates and openings?
I had a feeling you were going to ask me that. So on the break, I went to freedomcentertraining.com to look at the schedule. So this next weekend, from October 22nd, 23rd, 24th, we have the Enhanced Urban Vehicle Tactical Rifle course. And that's a really fun course, because a lot of different things happen in that course. We're basically patching holes across broad subject areas to get people much more tactically shrewd and up to speed. And we're shooting from inside vehicles through glass. We're placing you behind berms and shooting 50 BMGs and 338 Lapuas and 223s and AK-47s and 9mm and 45s over your head, so you can hear the sound of the round go by. And you'll eventually be able to identify what you're being shot at with. That's a valuable skill to have. Most people haven't been shot at a lot, so they don't, when a bullet goes whizzing by their head, they have no idea whether that was a handgun round that skipped off the ground, or whether that was a rifle round from a sniper weapon system that is likely to hit the mark on the next shot. So it's a great skill to have. We work extensively on how to use cover in the Enhanced Urban Vehicle Tactical class, and then we start to lay down the fundamentals, the framework, the foundation of bounding and moving with a weapon. Then in November, on November 5th, that's a Friday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., we have a precision reloading class where we teach you how to load accurate ammo that's good well past 2,000 yards if your weapon system's caliber is capable of that. And then on 11-6 and 11-7, we have Tactical Rifle Advanced 1. You need the prerequisite courses to get into that. And then on November 13th and 14th, we have an introduction to 1,000-yard precision rifle shooting. And if you have a precision rifle with a scope, with a parallax knob, and you can shoot under a minute of angle at 300 yards, that's a sub-3-inch group. If your rifle's capable of that and you're capable of that, then you're ready to get into the introduction to 1,000-yard shooting course.
And it's well worth it. I've taken that course twice, and I learned a lot. I went into the course with an open mind to be a good student. And gentlemen, ladies, you may think you know how to shoot a rifle at long range, but unless you've had this course, you don't. That's bottom line.
There's a lot to know, right?
Well, I'd been shooting rifles for more than half a century in that first class, and by noon I found out I did not know how to hold a rifle. I did not know how to shoot a rifle. I did not know how to clean a rifle. I didn't even know how to put it in safe properly. By noon the next day, even without having a proper scope, I was shooting moving targets at 600 yards. So there's a lot to learn, and it's fun, and it's just invaluable knowledge.
We have so much fun in these classes, and, you know, we have SF guys come in and train. We have SWAT snipers and SWAT operators come in and train, take these courses. And what's so amusing about that is that we start them in our basic courses, and initially they're offended by that. You know, that they're on the phone. Well, why do I have to go to the basic course? I've been a SWAT sniper for 12 years, right?
Right.
And by the afternoon of the first day of the basic course, they're back there in their chair in the classroom, just squirming and not happy at all. And, you know, like, hey, Kevin, what's going on? You don't look happy. Well, I just want to know, after being a SWAT sniper for over a decade, how come I never learned this stuff in my previous training?
Right.
And they're literally frustrated by the fact that they spent all this time going through training over the period of a decade or longer, and no one taught them some of the simplest, most basic things. And that's why
You can't teach what you don't know.
That's exactly right. And their culture, the law enforcement culture, doesn't teach officers in a way that enhances their survivability. That's the problem with the training in the law enforcement culture. And not to mention the fact that most law enforcement budgets don't include enough money for training. And so they're not getting good training, and they're not getting regular training, and they're not getting enough ammo to practice with between training classes. And so you wind up with a whole agency of law enforcement officers that, unless they compete in rifle and pistol competitions on the side in their private life,
with their own money,
which right. They probably don't have because they're trying to raise a family and kids. You know, it's just a frustrating situation to be in as a law enforcement officer. And I have great empathy for these guys because the public is not owning their part of the problem, which they're not funding the level of professionalism that they want in their police departments. And it's a sad dichotomy, and it puts the officer between a rock and a hard place. And, you know, it's just it's unfortunate. We need to change that in this country. You know, in fact, we don't need to defund the police. We need to fund the police and make sure they get good training and good equipment so they can go home to their wife and their kids at the end of the shift. You know, that's what we need to do as moral, responsible Americans. Of course, we're not doing that because our politicians don't want to prioritize our police departments from a budget standpoint.
That's right. That's right. And I agree, absolutely. We got open lines. If you have a question or comment, this is Firearms Monday. The call number is 512-248-8252. I was recommending to my consultation clients over the weekend that they call you about getting a thermal imaging site, and they really didn't understand the advantages of thermal imaging in the daytime as well as the nighttime. And I made it perfectly clear to them, and I believe they're sold on the concept of as being important. And you're always running putting together a group purchase to save money, aren't you, sir?
We are constantly trying to convince Americans to prioritize their budget and buy a thermal sight. And the reasons are simple. In the daytime, you could have 15 power 80 millimeter objective lens Steiner binoculars, and I could be 50 yards and away in a ghillie suit, and you will not be able to find me. If I have any camouflage skills at all, you will not be able to find me. Now, you take a thermal sight in broad daylight, and you look at me in a ghillie suit, completely hidden from the naked eye, and any power of optics you want to use, and you look at me with a thermal sight, you will spot me instantly. That's in the daytime. Now, imagine in the dark when you can't even use binoculars or optics or spotting scopes or anything like that. Night vision won't find me in that environment if I have basic camouflage skills. You won't be able to find me with your night vision. You won't be able to see me with your night vision. You won't know that the threat is there in the dark. You put a thermal sight in my area and you'll spot me almost instantly. And that's how big an advantage thermal is. And so what a lot of people don't realize is that in conflict situations, your first priority is to not get shot. Okay? That should be number one on your list. Because if you get shot, you are now out of the fight. You're done. It's over. Okay? Now, it's the threat that you don't see that always kills you the quickest. You know, the guys that I've worked with that have died in firefights, it's always the threat that they didn't see that got them. I don't care how experienced a warrior you are. If you don't see a threat, you die. It's that simple. This is why thermal is so important. 90% or more of conflicts occur after dark. And that thermal sight gives you an advantage in the dark that is irrefutable and absolutely necessary for your survival. So if you plan on defending yourself with a weapon, you better plan on defending yourself with a weapon with a thermal sight on it, because there's a 90% chance that you're going to need that thermal to have any chance of identifying a threat in the dark.
Well said, Sam. And if you want to get to participate in this group purchase, just give Sam a call at 417-718-2597 beginning Wednesday afternoon, and you'll be glad to accommodate, won't you, sir?
We will do everything we can to get you a thermal sight that fits your budget and that will work at the ranges you need it to work at. And, you know, some thermal sights work out past 1,000 yards. Some are only good for 200-300 yards. The difference in price is dramatic. And so depending on your budget, depending on what type of weapon system you're going to put it on, we're going to recommend something that is cost-effective. You know, I'm not into selling people the most expensive thing I can sell them. I'm into selling them something that's going to work with the system they plan on using. And if you're going to load it on a 300 blackout, you're going to put your thermal sight on a 300 blackout, you don't need to spend $10,000 on a thermal sight. You don't need 1,500 meter capability for your 300 blackout in a thermal. Now, if you want to spend that kind of money, if you're a doctor, a lawyer, a banker, somebody that owns their own business, somebody that saved a lot of money, somebody that doesn't have seven kids to put through college, and you want to spend something on a high-end Trijicon, I'll sell you the high-end Trijicon, but I'm going to tell you the truth. You don't need that high-end Trijicon to do what you need to do if you're going to mount it on a 300 blackout. And so, you know, maybe the $6,000 unit will work better for you, not the $9,500 unit. So, I mean, the bottom line is, unless you're made of money, unless you got a lot of money stashed away, logistically you would be wiser buying something that fits the system you're going to use it on rather than something that is way more expensive than what you need to get the job done.
Right. Well, I've had students, I'm sure you have, they think that buying a Kimber $2,000 pistol will make up for the lack of training. Nothing could be further from the truth, can it?
Yeah, I'd give a SEAL team member a knife and about a 99% chance of beating that guy in some sort of conflict. So training is really, really important. And I use this example all the time. Would you rather hear me play in my $4,000 Taylor acoustic guitar, or would you rather hear Eric Clapton play in a $600 Fender? I promise you, you'd rather hear Eric Clapton play in that cheaper guitar.
Absolutely. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. Be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment at my website for EMP Shield devices at thelibertyman.com. Yes, this is Firearms Monday. We have Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. I say again, freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone, if you want to participate in the group purchase of thermal imaging devices, that phone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. That's 417-718-2597. Well, Sam, we're also trying to do a weekly update on gear. What piece of gear would you like to focus on this week, sir?
I want to talk about battle belts this week.
Good.
So the traditional warrior has had a flak vest and a vest that goes over the top of that that holds their mag pouches and stuff. And that was the old way of fighting. And we had belts. We had GI belts. People hung their canteens on and stuff like that. And things have changed in the last 50 years. Things have changed dramatically. So now, instead of having these 12-pound plates, 24 pounds of armor on your body, and 7 pounds of vest to hold that heavy armor, now we have plates that weigh 4 pounds that will stop armor-piercing ammo. So 2 pounds front and back, 8.5 pounds, and you can stop the new M855A1 round that the military just switched to. I mean, they're fantastic, and they'll stop 8 or 10 rounds. One plate will take multiple strikes from armor-piercing ammo. Fantastic stuff. Less than 10 pounds on your body, on your chest, on your diaphragm. And so the real shift has been moving mass from the vest down to what we call a battle belt. And the best battle belt that we've identified so far is this wide belt made by High Speed Gear. And it's called a laser cut Sure Grip battle belt. It's about $120. Plus, you need a tactical belt to weave on the inside of that with Velcro on it. And then you can control the height of the belt and the tension of the belt, position it on your body perfectly. When you buy the inner belt, you got to make sure that it's a couple inches longer than it would be if you were wearing it with blue jeans, because the battle belt does take up some extra diameter. It adds diameter to the system because there's this beautiful pad with this grippy, soft neoprene on the inside that keeps that belt right where you put it. Why use a battle belt? Well, the answer is simple. Because you can fight harder and you can fight longer with a battle belt. And people say, well, why? If you're carrying the same amount of ammo, the same amount of weight, why does a battle belt help? The answer is very simple. What we're doing now and getting great benefits from is we're taking the bulk of the ammo off the vest and we're attaching it to the battle belt. So the heavy stuff, the magazines loaded with ammo, the sidearm, maybe even a large knife or smoke grenades or whatever it is that weighs a lot, we're placing on the battle belt. If it's heavy and it can be attached to the battle belt, that's where we're putting it. The reason why is when you support that weight with your hips on the battle belt, that weight is closer to your center of gravity. So you have better balance. It's easier to move. You can pop out from behind cover and shoot and get back behind cover quicker. You can get on and off the ground easier. But the biggest benefit that I've seen is by taking all of this weight off the vest, every time you breathe, you no longer have to move that weight. So normally when you breathe in, you have to lift and move the weight on your vest. You're already lifting your armored plates. Hopefully they're modern plates that weigh 8 pounds total, not 8 pounds per plate. And you've got a hydration system on the back of that vest. So if you can eliminate 80%, 90% of that extra weight beyond the plates in your hydration system, it becomes so much easier to breathe. And when you start breathing hard, you're breathing much more efficiently and you're expending less energy to take each breath, and you go into oxygen debt much slower. In other words, you can fight harder and you can fight longer without going into oxygen debt. And we've noticed when people go into oxygen debt, they start making poor decisions in the fight. So it's no small thing to be able to fight longer and fight harder and be able to breathe easier while you're doing battle. You'll make better decisions. You'll go into oxygen debt slower. You'll be able to react quicker. You'll be able to get on and off the ground quicker, use cover quicker, move quicker. Everything gets better when you take weight off the vest and put it on your hips on a battle belt.
All right. Well, we have a break. Call number is 512-248-8255. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
He Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-Herb Formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Blame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 18th day of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. We continue to post new articles and videos from world-class scientists and doctors in our COVID section. There's a lot to learn there. There's an awful lot to learn. And keep in mind, I do private consultations. I'm very proud to help people achieve their clarity and focus that they need, get the information they need to achieve their goals. Had three consultations over the weekend. Last but not least, we're getting caught up on energy cleaner orders this week. I expect to have the majority of them, the back orders, out the door by the end of the week. Not all, but most. It's been a challenge, to say the least, helping people get their lives back, get past the arthritis pain, get past the not getting a great night's sleep. Details at my website. You can place your order for your energy cleaner, which I personally box up and take to the country post office at Cherryville to ship it to you, priority mail, signature confirmation. Toll-free our line for your energy cleaner and your mattress pad is 800-592-9543. This is Farmers Money, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. Telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. That's 417-718-2597. And Sam, our next caller is Brian in Texas. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, gentlemen. Sam, how are you, sir?
Hey, Brian, good to hear your voice.
Yeah, I have to second what you were talking about, the Cure Grip belt. That is definitely a comfortable belt, and I've seen differences of people that don't have that belt that actually ride up on them. Like, not that quality. But I called to ask a question, sir. What do you recommend as far as a wear bag, considering the kind are coming up there in November for your long-range shooting class? That's one question. And then,
Brian, can you hear him clearly? Because his signal's breaking up on my end. Can someone repeat that question for me?
Well, maybe if he repeats it again slowly, we both can hear it. Go ahead, Brian.
You need to get in a better place where you got a strong signal, or get off speakerphone. Something.
No speakerphone, right?
Yeah, no speakerphone. No speakerphone on this end. How's that? Is that better?
A little bit, yes.
My question is what do you recommend for a rear bag, considering Ty and I are going to that long-range class in November? Wanted to see what you recommend. That was my one question. And the second question is, what do you recommend as far as good flashlights to use at home? You said that a few shows ago, and I didn't get that written down.
Okay, so the first question was about which item?
Rear bag. For long-range shot.
Okay, so we're talking about the precision long-range shooting class.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you have a number of options. You can use a traditional bench rest bag filled with heavy sand. Or what I like to use is something that looks like two sausage links. And it's about, say, 2.5 inches in diameter. And it's maybe 8-9 inches long, okay? And there's two links to it. And you fill it with plastic beads that are solid. They don't absorb or hold water, and they're really light. So it's like a super light sandbag that you can fold in half, and it just barely fits in a cargo pocket on your BDUs. And what it allows you to do is, you can lay those two sausage links flat on the ground, and it'll boost the back of your rifle 2 to 2.5 inches. And then you can stack one link on top of each other, and it'll boost your rifle 4.5 to 5.5 inches. Or you can turn it end to end and put the open end of the two sausage link on the ground and the end that's connected at top, and lay the butt of your rifle in between, and you can boost your rifle 7 to 8 or 9 inches, depending on the length you make the links. And it's a super, super light, doesn't hold water and get heavy if you're in the rain. It just works in all conditions, and it gives you three different basic levels to stabilize the back of your rifle at, and you can get there very quickly just by rotating the bag.
Okay. Sounds great. I appreciate
it. You can buy
that.
Those solid beads at a craft store like Michael's. Sometimes you might even find them in bulk at Walmart or something like that. But the best rear bags that I've used in the field are things that I've made myself of the design that I just described to you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And then you said a few shows ago about lights that you recommend for people at home.
Okay, now which are talking weapon mounted light or a light for emergency use when the power goes out, that type of thing?
Light for emergency use when power goes out. Like the light that you shined on those kids in your neighborhood that one time.
Okay, well, there's two lights that I like a lot for use off of weapons. And they work as both like a search light and as an emergency light, and they use these really powerful 18650 lithium batteries. Now the batteries aren't cheap, but neither are the flashlights. But they have tremendous flexibility. So I think there's three lights we could probably talk about, and they'd be worth looking at from the standpoint of how useful they are in a variety of situations. The first light that I want to talk about, okay, is something that's called a jet beam, T as in Tango 6. So it's called the Jet Beam T6 Professional Outdoor Searchlight. Okay, now this particular light, it has the ability to put out 4,350 lumens for an hour and 48 minutes on a full charge. So it has a turbo setting, a high setting of 1,500 lumens, a medium setting at 350 lumens, which will work for 21 hours. And what's really cool about this light is it has a low setting of 30 lumens. And one set of batteries will run this light on 30 lumens for 300 hours. Now that makes this a very flexible, very useful light. So when our power went out last year when the tornado hit Lebanon, knocked down 230 power poles, it took 7 days to get the electricity restored back to our home. I had our backup generator sitting in the garage, but I didn't have it hooked up to our propane tank. And so we use flashlights, and we would simply take this T6 and put it in the bathroom and set it on 30 lumens, and we had a lit bathroom for the whole week. No worries. And so my wife was very happy to have that. We took a second T6 and we put it in the kitchen. And of course, we cook on natural gas. And so when she had to cook a meal, she would simply take the T6, put it on the medium setting at 350 lumens, and bounce it off the white ceiling, and it lit up the whole kitchen. It's a great option. Now, let's go to something that's a little bit different from a utility standpoint. And this is called a Nightcore light. Okay. And it's part of their Tiny Monster series. You can buy Nightcore lights that have more lumens. But the advantage to this particular light is it's a very compact, very long range light. And it's called a TM39, and you can buy it in a light or a high performance version. I like the light version. The TM39 made by Nightcore, and this thing will light up with 5,200 lumens. But the advantage of this light is in a searchlight or a spotlight function. It has a very, very deep reflector. And so it throws a really hot spot almost 1,500 yards away. Actually, 1,500 meters, which is over 1,600 yards, this light is rated at. And it's absolutely tremendous as a spotlight or as a light to shine in the face of a perp while your wife shoots them, right, that enters your home. This thing will absolutely blind you if you shine it on the high setting in someone's eyes, because it has a really hot spot, and that hot spot puts out 562,000 candelaria in the intense part of the beam, which is absolutely remarkable amount of light. It looks like a lightsaber going to the moon when you shine it up in the air outside. It's an expensive light, but for a spotlight searchlight that's handheld and battery rechargeable, it's pretty hard to beat the TM39 light. And I really, really highly recommend that as a spotlight. We use them in Ferguson as a counter sniper tool. They have a little quarter 20 female thread in the body, so you can set it on a bipod. Like when the Fed sniper set up on us in the house in Ferguson, we just set that light on a bipod and shined it in the window. They were looking at us at about 130 yards away, completely blinded them, right? They have absolutely no way of seeing anything on our building with that thing shining in their face. And so it's a great tactical tool to have. That's a Nightcore TM39. And it has a high and medium and low setting, but it doesn't have quite the flexibility. Its low setting is 200 lumens. It's good for about 20 hours. But it really shines in the when you need a super bright searchlight or super bright tactical light with a very focused beam. Okay.
All right.
So those
thank you very much,
those are my top two recommendations. There's another light. I don't know if it's still available, but it runs on AA batteries. And if I can find that, I'll give you the details on it. I'm not sure if they still make it, but I'll get the details on it over the next break. And if it's still available, we'll talk a little bit about that.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great day.
Brian, no, look sir. Forward to seeing you in the long range class.
Yes, sir.
Drive safe, brother. Month.
Yes, sir.
We'll see
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Well, we're learning a lot here, Sam, and this is as we do every Monday. You also have available for sale gas mask, ballistic helmets, and as well as the body armor, don't you, sir?
We do. We have the best vests, body armor, and helmets, and they're cost effective. I mean, if you were to look for an armor plate 2 years ago that weighed under 4.5 pounds, that was a 3-plus level rating, in other words, it would stop special threats like armor piercing, the M855, you know, or the A1 round, you would spend for a plate that would stop that round in multiple strikes and weighed less than 5 pounds, you would spend almost $1,000 a plate. And we sell these plates for $300. And they are fantastic from a performance weight price index. There's nothing on the market that compares to them.
Well, that's because people have limited budgets, and that's really good to know that that's available at that great price point. What about gas masks, Sam?
Well, now the gas masks are a little harder to come by. We have standing orders for them. And we get them in occasionally, but the cartridges are hard to come by. The gas masks are hard to come by. Like, let's say I order 10 masks. They're sold before we even get them in from the distributor or the manufacturer. So it's, you know, to get a gas mask, you're going to have to throw some money out and wait if you can't find one in stock somewhere. But if you buy one through us, you got to throw your money down, and you're going to wind up waiting a couple of months because they are tough to get in this environment.
Amazing. Absolutely. Well, maybe I shouldn't be amazed. We're having supply chain issues all over the country, aren't we, sir?
Boy, you think so, John? I walked into O'Reilly's Auto Parts store last night to buy some synthetic gear lube for my brush hog, for my tractor, for the Freedom Center, right?
Right.
Guess what?
All out.
No synthetic gear lube on the shelf. Nothing available.
Well, I'm an Amsoil dealer, and you can buy that right off my website there, the high-quality Amsoil synthetic lubricants of every kind.
And you make them for differentials and gearboxes as well. You've got gear oil there as well?
Oh, yeah. Everything from the biggest Caterpillar tractor to a little motorcycle.
Fantastic. That's probably what I'll do as soon as the show is over because I need, you know, somehow I got water in a sealed brush hog gearbox. Not really sure how that happened, but it's a little bit milky white for me, so we're going to change it.
Yeah, that's a smart thing to do because water obviously does not lubricate. It just causes problems.
Yeah, that's it's interesting what they're doing to this country from a logistics standpoint. They're literally doing everything they can to destroy the economy and ruin the logistics and the flow of goods and services in this economy. And people have got to stand up. You cannot wait. You've got to be vocal. You've got to stand up. You know, I made the comment on the Hagman Patreon group a couple weekends ago about being a prayer warrior. And I got accused of being anti-prayer and I got called a feminist and a communist and all kinds of crazy things because I said you not only have a responsibility as a Christian to pray, but you also have a responsibility to physically stand up to evil if you're capable of standing up to evil. And these people lost their minds. They accused me of being anti-prayer, and I'm like, how do you accuse someone of being anti-prayer if they tell you you have to pray, but you also have to physically stand against evil? It's not just, the battle's not just in the spiritual world. And there was this long argument that occurred based on my statements And ultimately, I said, if the battle is just in the spiritual world, why, when Christ returns, is he bringing a legion of warrior angels with him? Obviously, defeating evil is not just about prayer. Obviously, we have a responsibility to physically stand against evil and to oppose evil. And the more we do that, the better off our families, our lives, and our country will be as a group.
I agree. Absolutely. Absolutely. We got a last break coming up.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As I said to those who have joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most...
We are back. Well, Sam, these 2 hours flew by, absolutely, here. And you got about 3 minutes here, sir, to put out the most important information you want to this week, sir.
Well, I think Americans need to follow the lead of our major airline pilots. Put your career, your life, your money on the line and stand up. If we stand as a group, they can't stop us. Now, everybody's scared of COVID and scared of the government and scared of all these horrible things happening. You're not supposed to be scared of anything but your Father in heaven. So cut the fear crap, cut the fear-related decision-making. We don't make decisions based on fear as grown-ups. We make decisions based on logic and truth, okay? It's time to stand up. It's time to stand against tyranny. It's time to stand up against these criminals, these thieves, and these tyrants. And you can do that in a lot of ways. You can call your senators and your congressmen and give them a piece of your mind. Don't send them an email. Call them on the phone. Go visit them in their office. Get in their faces and stand up and be heard. Secondly, have some heart. Have some faith. Right now, while flights are being canceled and people are getting frustrated, there are pilots, good military pilots, the most experienced, smartest, most logical men that fly aircraft, are leaving the airlines and starting their own airline. Okay, and this is what you're going to see. You're going to see good people pull out of the current COVID-ridden, tyrannical economy and world, and they're going to create a new world. They're going to create an area where freedom exists and common sense exists and the truth exists. Be part of the new world. Stay away from these COVID-ridden, psychotic, Branch Covidian knuckleheads. Get away from their world. Don't spend money with these people. Don't support these candidates. Stand up to them and be part of the new economy and the free economy and the free part of the United States. And if you live in a state like California or Oregon or New York, get out. Take your money and leave. Vote with your boots. And leave them to their own depravity. And you will see stronger states forming in the Midwest and in the Northwest and in the Southeast. And you will see the economies of these states that are tyrannical and run by Branch Covidians. You will see that collapse. Good. Let it collapse. Let the lessons be learned. Just like the Minneapolis City Council, that was all about defund the police in 2019. Well, guess what they're doing? They're hiring more policemen. You know why? Because they made a mistake and they paid the price and they learned the lesson. Let people learn the lessons of tyrannical behavior. Let them learn the lessons of these communist fools and the price that needs to be paid. That doesn't mean you have to pay the price. Get out. Let them suffer what they have to suffer. And then if the time comes and they straighten their act up and they get their act together, maybe you move back to your hometown. But don't support these clowns with taxes and other things. Get away from them. John, let freedom ring. Have a great week.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You can't handle it.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you